spending some time with the Empress. Spending some time with the Empress, I find a grown-up showgirl, majestic and fine beneath the exhaust, feisty and yar beneath the sadness, her blue blood outwardly clouded by those who do her mischief with their business sense. If this ship could laugh, she would do so, heartily. A gorgeous grandam in full sun, trousered legs crossed, diamond-encrusted cigarette holder steady as she throws back her head, bleached coif rigid, though her smoker's chuckle shakes down deep. Aged beyond her years by constant travel, yet still as elegant as gala night beyond the stink of diesel fuel, her unchosen perfume. Beyond the brine she is as fine as those Bahaman beaches kissed by blue, to which she journeys every other day from sunny Florida. But you have to know how to look. You have to see, in the glamorous light of the grand dining room, her beautifully tailored cream-colored pantsuit, her jeweled sandals, her genuine if-yellow smile, and not the overlay of tired foreign faces scurrying patiently night and day for the sake of a crass and flower-shirted few. You have to follow the sound of her self-assured heels, the turn of her long thigh, up the steps of the grand staircase, taking wonders from her cool hands as she offers them, and not be bothered with the dimness of the cave light in your tiny berth. You have to be willing to take her advice, and to stand listening on the port bow, where sunset lasts for hours.